Hello, hello, everybody. This is Harrison, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Feels great to be back, except it's a little different this time. This is no longer Strange Waves. This is Stranger Waves, and Auden is here now. Say hi, Auden.
Yeah, I'm here now, and yeah, it did get a little stranger. So,
yeah. So the format of the show is going to change slightly. Obviously, time slot has changed, but yeah, Auden's going to be on the show permanently now, which is, I see it as a net positive.
I'm very, very excited. My one guest appearance was profound.
So, I would agree. Wasn't it 1 in the morning or something?
Yeah, it was like 1 in the morning. Yeah, no, I definitely should have gone to sleep, but I'm glad I didn't because I'm here now. And yeah, I'm excited to get started.
The chemistry's insane. So these first couple episodes are going to be a little bit, I think, more music-heavy than talk-heavy, probably because, one, we didn't have a guest on, and two, because I still need to train Auden, and just kind of how the show works. So expect some, like, experimentation in these first couple weeks till we get our stride going, but the one thing that will be consistent is good music. And so that was Musician by Porter Robinson off Nurture, which was one of my favorite projects from last year. I think that where we are in the world right now, we need happy music, and this album is nothing but feel-good bangers. So if you like that, go listen to the whole project. It's great. And up next, we have one of Auden's submissions. This is The Party Line from Bell and Sebastian.
Yeah, I mean, this song is literally my childhood. I have no idea if my parents are listening right now. But, yeah, no, this is, you know, Bell and Sebastian is primarily, like, early 2000s, late 2010s. I remember my parents wanted to go see a show of theirs and they couldn't go, so maybe maybe that's a surprise in the works for them. I don't know. But yeah, this song is an absolute banger. And all speaking right. of feel-good music, here you go.
Yeah, that's kind of, I don't want to say it's the theme for this show, but it's going to be the theme for this episode. I, you know, keep it lighthearted, keep it fun.
Just
all right.
Submitted the comps at homework, so feel good.
Exactly. Comp 15, best class of all time. All right, let's get into it. This is The Party Line.
We are like the islands divided. distracted. The tug of war begins in our emotion. I am leaving many people feeling worse than before. People like to drive the cars and smoke up. People like to sit inside and talk up. People like to shoot at things with borrowed guns and knives. I am happy to look and run. Where were you when I was king in this part of town? Now the days of glory are gone. Jump to the beat of a party line. Jump to the beat of a party line. There is nobody here but your body, dear.
So that was The Party Line by Belle and Sebastian. Anwen, you want to talk about that song a little bit? Because that was your suggestion.
It brought to my attention that the mic wasn't working last time.
That song was basically my childhood. It was like early 2000s, late 2000s. I think that song is probably late 2000s. But my parents loved that band, and so like I'm pretty sure we had a CD of it, and would play it in the old Volvo, going on the road trips or whatnot.
I miss CDs. Really do.
I mean, you know, a lot of the cars you can still put them in there, but
I mean the experience of having like so in my dad's old PT Cruiser, there was like this PT Cruiser PT classic Cruiser. Car right there. There was a 6-disc CD changer. And so it was basically like a total gamble every time we got the car. Yeah. Like, what was in there? That was fun.
That's pretty good. Yeah, PT Rubber Cruiser,
Soul.
Man. Wow.
Rubber Soul was in there all the time. I don't know why, but...
Yeah, no, we had the most random stuff. And you know, the little leather books of the, like, the CD?
Oh, my God.
The indexes?
Yeah.
that's a different time, man. These kids nowadays, they're not going to grow up with their leather CD, you know... Indices.
You have Spotify. You can listen to anything you want ever. And there's no, you know, I don't
crazy.
Know.
Black Mirror stuff, man.
Right.
Ridiculous.
All right. So we're going to keep the music going. Hopefully we've resolved the audio issues.
It seems like we have.
I hope. But up next we have probably my favorite Stroke song in a really long time. This is Ode to the Mets off of the new Abnormal. We're going to slow it down a little bit, get some chill music going, and hope you guys enjoy.
It's not the truth, it's just a story. tell to you? Easy to say, easy to do, but it's not easy. Well, maybe for you. Hope that you find it. Hope that it's good. Hope that you read it. Think that you should. Cut to some slack as he sits back, sizes you up, plans his attack.
God, I hate Rick Rubin, but I would be lying if I said this wasn't the best Strokes album, because like it low key is. But
I mean, I don't know. Kind of, I think the numbers probably speak for themselves on that one.
So, have you listened to his new Black Country New Road album yet?
I haven't listened to it yet, and it is like You know what? I was deciding between listening to Saba's new album and the Black Country New Road album. And some part of me deep down was like, oh, we'll just listen to Saba. Because, you know, Tidal, which is what I use, guys, get used to it. Tidal recommended that I listen to Saba. It didn't recommend that I listen to Black Country New Road, which I took offense to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But then I fell right into their trap and I listened to Saba. And, you know, shout out again, Com15. Haven't had the time to listen to the Black Country New Road, and I'm listening to it at 1:01 p.m. today. So
okay, I'll give you this. Like, you got to sit down and like actually listen to it. It's not like background noise, but oh my god, I don't know if I've ever been this excited about an album. It is so unbelievably good. It's better than their first project.
I mean, I used to work out to instrumental. Like that stuff is just so hype. Oh my god. I mean, I don't know.
You know, I think I'm going to call an audible right now.
Oh, boy. He's putting it on.
I think I'm going to call an audible. A lot of the songs on this album are like 6 minutes long or something.
Well, I would say we can get the gist of one of them, but that just, we all know that doesn't exist with the Black Country New Road song. So,
you know what? I'm going to do it. This is Concord by Black Country New Road. It's one of the lead singles off of Ants From Up There. I hope the lead singer is doing all right. He checked out indefinitely from the band to focus on his mental, which I appreciate. But we were going to see them, and that's no longer a possibility.
No more tour. Someday.
Someday.
Someday. Hopefully. Also, real quick, that album cover, though, is so sick.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
It is so cool.
All right. Continue. So this is Concord by Black Country New Road from Ants From Up There. Hope you guys enjoy.
by the dark to our place on the table. So don't tell me you're hungry, 'cause darling, I'm starving myself. And I heard you're on Atkins as well. I was made to love you. Can't you tell? And you like Concord High cane, a light blue sleeper, and I laid dead or twitching for most of the night. But I know that you'll be there. The Sandman.
So that was Concord from Best Album of 2022.
Imagine they just named it that.
They should have, because I can tell you right now, like, I mean, okay, Kendrick's probably going to drop, Kanye's dropping, like, there's some competition. But
Kanye's going to drop, like, 8 albums. Dude, like, one for each child, 6 for Kim.
2 for Julia Fox. I just don't see, I listened to this front to back, and I just was, like, in complete awe of just how good of an album it is.
I mean, and that's the thing, like, you listen to them the first time, and you're like, okay, wow, this is, like, something different, this is legit. But the fact that they can do it again, like, we've been listening to Black Country New Road and Black Midi, we've been to Black Midi Live, like, the fact that they can then put out new music, and you're still, like, oh my god, what is this?
It's
so impressive.
I don't know if I've ever been alive for, like, an album coming out, or at least, like, listened to when it dropped, that, like, I'm confident that in 10 years people are going to be pointing to as, like, okay, this is, like...
I mean, this whole noise rock thing is still in such beginning stages.
I mean, it's getting... noise rock has been around for a while, but, this kind of new,
like,
modern...
This little push that they're seeing here, I think, a lot of it is Black Midi.
I am so happy prog rock is cool again. It makes me so happy. But yeah, Black Country New Road, if you haven't listened to them and you liked what you heard, go listen to Ants From Up There. Go listen to For the First Time. It's awesome. It's incredible music. But it is that time about... So we're going to do the PSA. We have a very special guest in the studio today. He's currently fighting some bad press.
Yeah, he I don't know. I guess he can speak for himself. He's had some sort of experience. It had to do with filming
something in New Mexico, I think.
New Mexico directors. I don't know. It was this whole thing.
Crazy thing.
But here he is.
And then after that, we're gonna get trained to some more music. But yeah, I guess just listen to our special guest, and that's all.
Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Oh. I'm a scary gargoyle on a tower that you made with plastic power. Your rhinestone eyes are like factories far away. Where the paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep drive on engines till they weep. We're future pixels in factories far away. So call the mainland from the beach. Your pod is now washed up in bleach. The waves are rising for this time of year. And nobody knows what to do with the heat. Under sunshine pylons we'll meet while rain is falling like rhinestones from the sky.
Awesome song.
So good.
Yeah. For those of you who aren't on yet, that was Rhinestone Eyes by Gorillaz off their best album, Plastic Beach. You could add me on that.
Also, if you're not on by now, you're like really, really late.
I'm just letting you guys know. As a Damon Albarn fan, I'm oppressed because of what he said about Taylor Swift, which was taken out of context. Read the full interview. I remember I logged on to Twitter and I was just seeing all this Gorillaz and Blur hate and I was like, okay, what happened? And then I saw it was about Taylor Swift and
it's
I was like,
the most random like beef ever.
It really is. And it wasn't even beef. He said, I don't remember exactly what the quote was, but it was something along the lines of like, Taylor has like a lot of help in like the process, which is she writes her own songs, but like the production is handled by other people. As it is in like 90% of situations with music, especially with popular artists. But like, yeah, of course, Swifties took that out of context and ran with it. So, up next we have another synth banger. Because in case you haven't noticed, I've been going through like a huge phase of like really liking synth pop. This is "Dawning of the Season" by Magdalena Bay, who I am seeing at the Sinclair in like 10 days or so.
Yeah, it's a fun venue. So it'll be fun.
The best venue. I've been to like most of the major venues in Boston, and I can say like confidently the Sinclair has the best sound, it has the best layout, nicest staff, best location, everything.
Yeah, it's easy. It's good.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have anything on the Crystal Ballroom.
Guys, Somerville Theater, Crystal Ballroom.
Guys, in our way.
If your child is turning 13 and needs to have their bar mitzvah,
we'll DJ.
You go there. We will DJ at the Crystal Ballroom with your Aunt John.
100%. We'll do an insane remix of the chair dance. All right, this
play
is
the song.
This is Donnie of the Seas by Lagolina Bay. Enjoy. So I'm going to continue to gush about this album on my radio show. Mercurial World by Magdalena Bay is awesome. It's the best pop album of like the past 5 or 6 years. I'd say since Melodrama. Go listen to it. It's awesome.
I mean, I enjoyed it. I haven't listened to... Also, the album name that you just spewed is like the most ridiculous name.
Yeah, I've Mercurial heard. World.
God.
By Magdalena Bay. Yeah,
people
they're
are
out there. Yeah, this group used to like, before they like, this album kind of blew them up in like the more like independent music circle.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, they used to mail out like cryptic stuff to their fans and stuff when they were like just dropping these like random EPs.
It's like Squid Game.
Yeah.
You just get a little index card at your door like, oh, the drop is coming soon.
Yeah, basically. There's, I forget who was telling me about this, but there's like an album that you can only get by going to this cabin in like the middle of like New Hampshire or something, and it's like just ambient noise, and it's like not even an, but like the only people who get it are people who go out to this cabin.
That's ridiculous. Yo, it's Tufts insane. Mountain Club, if you want to get this limited edition ambient noise album, Hit the New Hampshire day trip.
I'm gonna put a pause on this, and I'm gonna come back next week with actual information on this because I think it's really funny. But we'll get into it. So up next we got a song from Auden. We have Uncle Ace by Blood Orange.
I mean, it's a classic. That album cover is like so iconic, and that whole album follows suit. So.
I want to see Blood Orange so bad.
Yeah.
Hopefully one day. But until then, we'll just listen to his music. Let's get into it. So Auden continuing with the great track selection.
Yeah, we're doing, you know, key throwbacks.
Yeah.
Not all the way back, just like a little bit back to when times were somewhat simpler. Normal. Yes.
Well, this is a real throwback then. If that was a throwback, then this is a real throwback. I have had Up next is Life on Mars by David Bowie. Just throwing that out there. I have had this song like stuck in my head like nothing else since that Licorice Pizza trailer dropped like 6 months ago.
I still haven't seen that. I know you keep telling me to watch it. I haven't seen it. I haven't listened to Black Country Nerd. I'm failing life right now.
Oh my God. Licorice Pizza is really good, by the way. That should win Best Picture. I mean, actually, I don't know. I haven't seen Drive My Car yet, and that seems to be the favorite, but saw Licorice Pizza twice. It was better the second time. Tom Waits is in it.
I'll watch.
It's a good movie. But yeah, this is off the is it the best David Bowie album? I don't know. It's at least top three.
They're all good.
Oh my God. Speaking of David Bowie, have you listened to Black Star recently?
Not recently, but when that came out.
Oh my God.
That was on repeat in my car. With my
I dad. Heard Lazarus for the first time in like a couple years, like a couple weeks ago. Broke me. It is insane.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, that was his like album before he died, and it's still like just an insane album.
So the crazy thing was that none of the musicians who were working with him knew, because by the time like the album was done, that's when like the chemo started to show like physical signs.
Right.
Which, I mean, again, I'm hearing this, but then you listen to the lyrics, and it's like, my time on Earth is done, and all this other stuff.
Yeah, but also, like, that's such a David Bowie lyric, too. Know, like, we're going to hear it in the song now. Like, that's just such a David Bowie lyric.
But I can't imagine what it must have been like to be part of that group.
Yeah, amazing.
Jeez. All right. Well, this is Life on Mars, much less depressing song, but yeah, here you go.
It's a god-awful small affair. To the girl with the mousy hair. But her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the in the best-selling show.
one of the best songs of all time. But we're going to keep it rolling. We got limited amounts of time left, and we have two songs that I absolutely want to play. Yes. We have Blood on Me by Sampa up next, one of Auden's suggestions.
Yeah, no. It's I recently came back to this when I was trying to figure out our set list for the show. And I was like, oh, Sampa, I haven't listened to that album in a while.
Yeah, good.
And this song is yeah, it's unreal.
Guy has an absolutely killer voice.
Yeah.
And then we got a really special closer for y'all. But let's get into Sampa. Let's get into Blood on Me. Enjoy.
They cuff their heads. I can't see their faces. I can't see. And they knew me. Looks well my hair. My heart was something drumming. No need to take from me. Don't throw the paint on me. I see this look forming. I got lost astray.
All right, well, sadly, we're going to have to go in a few minutes and conclude this first incredible radio show together. And I thought that a good closer would be a song that I think both of us love kind of in like, insane See, amount.
This is a surprise, guys. It's like my birthday all over again. Just turned 20 and like I'm already 21 now. This is crazy.
Yeah, this is Someone Great by LCD Sound System. I love this song more than I love life itself, but yeah, actually I love this album. I would say I love this album more.
Yeah. I mean, we have a family friend that looks almost like identical. James Murphy. Like they're long lost brothers or something. Our family friend doesn't have the same musical abilities, not to diss P-Dubs, but like, yeah, no.
All right, well, let's get right into it. And we'll see you guys at this time next week. All right. Here's Someone Great by LCD Sound System.